Ukrainian Archbishop, those who don't condemn this war are accomplices to murder. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 14, 2022. Rome, Ukrainian Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk said Monday there is no room for diplomatic neutrality in the Russian war on Ukraine, urging all to condemn Russia's aggression. In these circumstances there can be no neutral position, because the one who remains silent, who does not condemn this war, becomes an accomplice to this crime, becomes an accomplice to aggression and murder of innocent people in Ukraine, the Archbishop said in a video message marking the 19th day of war. So thank you to all those who together with Ukraine are fighting for the right to peaceful existence, Shevchuk continued. I urge all of you not to be silent, not to stand aside, not to be participants in the crime. Today is March 14, 2022, and Ukraine is experiencing the 19th day of this bloody war, he declared. During the night, the cities and villages of Ukraine were on fire again. Our city of Kyiv was wounded again, Russian bombs and rockets fell on the heads of peaceful Ukrainians who were trying to rest at night. But Ukraine stands. Ukraine is struggling. Ukraine argues that the power of the spirit can be stronger than the power of another's aggressive weapons, he stated. The Ukrainian people are asserting their right to exist, to freedom, the right to be themselves. The head of the Ukrainian Catholic Church also thanked those who in different parts of the world have taken to the squares and streets of their cities to convey a sharp no to Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Archbishop Shevchuk also recalled Christ's teaching that certain kinds of evil spirits can be cast out only through prayer and fasting. Therefore, I encourage everyone to pray and fast in order to cast out the evil spirit of war in Ukraine and from all those who are its bearers, he said. Let us fast and pray for an end to the war in Ukraine. Each one in their own way, as each one knows, as each one is able. In Ukraine and abroad, let us pray and fast for an end to this bloodshed, he added. Follow @ Williams Rome.